Tom? Did they get back to you on your...
Yes, they did.
Two-thirds at first, and then the rest of the half later?
Yes.
And a lawyer going to be out there Monday or Tuesday, they said.
That's right.
And you can announce it. You can announce it right away, I guess.
Well, I'd wait until the Labor Department.
All right, are you?
Thing in Indiana. I'd like to get it set
up. Are you in good shape?
Well, we're still plugging away there.
I told these fellas that I don't want a goddamn march in Illinois on account of Dirksen. I hid you back in the corner this year. If they did, that they would murder everybody and everything. And I've got his circulating. I don't think he'll pay a damn bit of attention to me, but I got Martin Luther King coming in now. I'm going to tell him he's going to kill every bell in the world if they mess with Illinois, because Dirksen killed it last year because he jumped on it, and I'm using that pretty effectively. I've told all the, had all the civil rights leaders in, and I told them, but I just thought you ought to know it. And an old fellow one time as a blacksmith that would the only one that let Mr. Rayburn stay with him when he was a school teacher. When he went back 50 years later as speaker, the banker wanted him to stay all night with him, and the preacher and everything, and Rayburn said, no, I'm not going to do it. Said, I'm going to stay with the old blacksmith that took care of me when I was here 50 years ago. And he went out to his house, and he said they sat around at midnight. Wife and daughters went to bed. And the old man said, let's go out in the yard and go to the bathroom. So they went out in the yard and fixed the kidneys up before they went to bed, and said they started back, and he looked at his clock, and it's 2 o'clock. The old man's talking to him, and he said, said blacksmith, I got to go to bed. I had 7 speeches today, and said I'm up in years. Said I just can't. I got to have a little sleep. The old man looked at him rather pathetically and said, Sammy, I just wish I love you so much. I wish I could talk to you all night long. Because he said, Sammy, if we ain't your friend, it's just because we ain't got sense enough to. Right. So, Dick, if I ain't your friend, it's just because I ain't got sense enough.
Very thankful and grateful. I always like to talk to you.
Goodbye. I just want you to know I'm feeling for you and praying for you and thinking of you.
You know who we're winning for, you know?
And if I ain't for you,
these brothers are going to come in there thinking, I'll go looking ahead to 68. But we're going to give them the answer in 67, and we'll give them again the answer in 68.
Well, you tell us what you need down here, and if we ain't your friend, it's just because we ain't got sense enough.
Okay, Mr. Brothers.
Goodbye.
Thank you.